Take now your Bibles and turn to Revelation. Revelation 4. There we saw last week in the first six verses the throne. That's the main focus here in this chapter. Setting the context for the rest of the next couple of chapters, that upon the throne, even in the midst of trials and tribulations, even through all the things that we're going through, here's what is absolutely true, and that is that the Lord sits on the throne. And so now we'll continue reading about the throne from verses 7 through 11 of Revelation 4. Revelation 4, verse 7. This is the word of the Lord. The first creature, and he's speaking here, the four living creatures, the first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf. And the third creature had a face like that of a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within, and day and night they do not cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come." And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, to Him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders will fall down before Him who sits on the throne and will worship Him who lives forever and ever, and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are You, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and because of Your will they existed and were created." That is God's word. Now, these verses show us the four living creatures and the 24 elders, which we already started, we heard about in the last six, the first six verses of the chapter, but here he expounds upon it. Back in verse 4, we first saw that and introduced to the 24 elders. These elders there wear garments of holiness, white garments, and on their heads are golden crowns of victory. And the four living creatures also are there before the throne, surrounding the throne, and they are full of eyes, it says in verse 8. The way that these four living creatures are described is parallel to what we find if we were to go back to the Old Testament in Ezekiel chapters 1 and 10. And in both places, those four creatures, in Ezekiel, four creatures, and here in Revelation, they're described as being four. Their appearance in both cases is compared to a lion, a calf or an ox, a man, and an eagle. They are in both instances connected to the throne of God, and in both instances there is fire that moves among them, as we see here in verse 5. And in both cases there is a rainbow encircling the throne, as we see also here. Ezekiel 10 actually tells us that these four living creatures are cherubim. From other parts of Scripture we know that the cherubim are often the ones guarding the most holy things of God. And here, that's why they are close to the throne, because they are guarding the very throne of God. And they're singing the song of angels like the seraphim did in Isaiah 6. The same thing in Isaiah 6, as you see here, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and is to come." These cherubim are described to be like, simile, they're not these things, but they're like, they look like a lion, an ox, a man, and an eagle. That they have strength, the way it's described in other places. They have strength like a lion, their ability to render service like an ox, their intelligence like that of a man, and a swiftness like that of an eagle. With these characteristics, they are ever ready to obey God's commandments, and they're ready to render service unto Him at all times. The 24 elders represent, as we've probably heard before, the 12 patriarchs and the 12 apostles together, or namely, that of the entire church and all dispensations. And they also surround the throne, just like the four living creatures, the four cherubim. And they are ever worshiping Him. They're shown to be casting, in verse 10, their golden crowns of victory to the throne. So they take them off their heads and they're casting them to the throne. And this is an act to show the showing their full realization that their true victory, their victory, only comes because of the one who sits on the throne. That's the only reason they have these crowns in the first place, so they give it back to him. They cast the crowns and the victory, the one who should be shown to have the victory upon the throne, because he's the one who won the victory for us, or for these creatures. And while they worship him, they say, verse 11. Verse 11 is a song of praise to the creature of all, the creator of all things. And what we're shown is the reason all should worship the Lord, because everyone, every creature owes their existence to the one who's created them. And therefore we should worship him. And so now in this context of the throne, why do we have these four living creatures? And why do we have the 24 elders surrounding the throne? The description of these creatures surrounding the throne is to enhance or to show the significance of the throne. As so great is the throne that the one who sits on the throne, that even all, the all glorious and holy cherubim must arrange themselves around it, not just in one place, but around it, in reverence to him, in humility to him, and in awe of him, ever ready to carry out his will. Whatever he would want them to do, they are ready, and so they're right there before the throne. They're showing how great the throne is, and the one who sits on the throne. And around the throne, the 24 elders are constantly rendering homage and to this same sovereign God, and so great is his throne. And so great of comfort we can gain from this picture, as we saw last week, and we are to also not just draw comfort from this throne, but also render service to him, as we see with these creatures. These creatures give us a picture of what we'll be doing in eternity. They give us a picture of what we ought to be doing even now. Not just in worship, but though worship, we ought to be rendering service to him, and in that we are praising him and worshiping him. But here also in all of our life, we should be rendering service, always ready, in reverence to him, in humility to him, in awe of him, having a fear of the Lord, ready to render service to him, even in the midst of trials. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for this picture in chapter 4 of the throne. We thank you for the picture that there has already been victory. There are crowns on these elders' heads. We too will receive crowns, and we too will cast them to your throne. And Father, we will receive such a crown that we will reign with you, not be just surrounding the throne, but we will be on the throne with you because of union with Christ, which these angels cannot even experience. And Father, what a great privilege that would be. If you would make it so for us, that even as we come and worship you, that you would show us that you are the holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty. And that as we consider your throne, that we would not only fear you, have that fear of the Lord, of wonder and awe, and yet a bitterness about our sin because of who you are. But Father, we ask that you would cause us to see your grace and your mercy. That you would cause us to see what you have done for us. That you are the creator here. And that you have established your throne in the heavenly places. And it cannot be moved. And Father, we ask for your blessing upon us. That we, even in this life, as you prepare us for eternal life, the one to come, that you would be preparing our hearts and preparing our bodies and minds and wills and affections to serve you and worship you at all times, that we would render, we would have a reverence for you and a humility towards you. Oh, Father, we ask that you would give us this picture of the throne as we even go forth from here in our minds, that we would be comforted by it, by you. That even in the midst of our trials and our tribulations, you are on the throne. And even in this passage that we looked at this morning, that in the midst of trials and tribulations, we would not stop worshiping you, and we would not stop serving you. And this we ask that you would do so by your Spirit, if it be your will. And so we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.